Making space for emotions. So to begin with, I would invite you to sit upright in your chair, with your back straight, your feet flat on the floor. So either closing your eyes or taking a soft focus on the floor, but sitting in an alert way. Take a few slow, deep breaths and really notice the breath flowing in and out. Now, scanning your body from head to toe, starting with your scalp and moving downwards. Notice any sensations you can feel in your head, throat, neck, shoulders, chest, abdomen, arms, hands, legs, and feet. And now zoom in on the part of your body where you're feeling this feeling most intensely. Observe the feeling closely, as if you're a curious scientist who has never encountered anything like this before. Observe the sensation carefully. Let your thoughts come and go like passing cars, and keeping your attention on the feeling. If your mind wanders off, that's okay. You're not doing anything wrong. Just bringing it back to the feeling. And really exploring it, noticing where it starts and where it stops. Seeing if you can learn as much as you can about this. If you drew an outline around it, what shape would it have? Is it on the surface of your body, on the surface of your body, inside or both? Where is it most intense? Where is it the weakest? And if your mind wanders off, that's okay. You're not doing anything wrong. As soon as you've spotted it, bring it back to the feeling. Just noticing. Noticing the feeling. Is it different in the centre? Around the edges? Is it moving? Is it light or heavy? What temperature is it? Notice the different elements within it. Notice that it's not just one sensation, that there are sensations within the sensations. Notice the layers. And as you're observing this feeling, breathe into it. Imagine your breath flowing into and around the feeling. Breathing into and around it. And as you're breathing into it, imagine it's as if all lots of space opens up inside you. You open up around the feeling, making space for it, expanding around it. However you want to imagine it, breathing into and opening up around it. And seeing if you can just allow the feeling to be there. You don't have to like it or want it, just allowing it to be present, letting it be. Observing it, breathing into it. Open up around it and allow it to be as it is. You may feel a strong urge to fight it or push it away. And if that's the case, just acknowledge the urge. You don't need to act on it. And continue observing the sensation. You don't need to try and get rid of it or change it. If it changes by itself, that's okay. And if it doesn't change, that's okay too. Changing or getting rid of it is not the goal. Your aim is to simply allow it and let it be. Breathing into it and around it. Reminding yourself that all feelings tell you valuable information. All humans experience it. It tells you that you care and that there are things in life that matter to you. And whilst you breathe into it and around it, allowing it to be, I'd invite you to think about life is like a stage show, and on that stage are all your thoughts and your feelings. Everything that you can see, hear, touch, taste and smell. And for the last few minutes, we'll pretend that we've dimmed the lights on the stage and we're shining a spotlight onto this one feeling. And as the rest of the lights go up, noticing the spotlight moving onto your whole body, noticing your arms and your legs and your head and your neck. Notice that you've got control of your arms and legs regardless of what you're feeling. Move them around a little to check that out. Notice your movements. And expanding the awareness, expanding the spotlight of attention and light, bringing the lights up onto the room around you, opening your eyes, noticing what you can see, notice what you can hear, noticing that there's not just one feeling, there's a feeling inside a body, inside a room, inside a home. And each time a difficult feeling shows up, I would encourage you to explore it, breathing around it.